Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Master Pilgrim commences a further chapter of Office Wife.
I expect that what you know about the last few days makes you think I'm pretty beastly. But I don't care. We're definitely getting rid of Stella Bronson. Uncle Tressiter arranged it so that Jeff thinks he's being told to break her contract or get out of the firm himself. He's not, of course, but Uncle Tressiter's forcing Jeff's hand, and I'm glad to see it. Because if he doesn't tell her to get out, he's as good as admitting that I've been right about him all the time. Well, he'll get rid of her, all right. He'll have to. Jeff wouldn't be such a fool as to lose everything he's worked so hard for. At least I don't think so. Oh, why did that wretched woman have to come into our lives?
Heave over the toast, will you, Marcia? Mm. Oh, thanks. Oh, I say, was I terribly rude to Angela Tennant last night?
Frightfully.
Oh, it serves her right. Listen, darling, you know what's going on at the office, don't you?
How do you mean?
Oh, don't be innocent, Daisy Pitt. You know it's up to me to break Stella's contract or go bust myself. Well, I'm not going to do either.
But you have to. Uncle Tressida says that either she goes or you do.
Yes, but he's only bluffing. I wish he hadn't interfered. He promised not to.
He has a perfect right to. It's his firm, and I'm his only niece. Now, Jeff, if only you weren't so pig-headed.
Oh, sorry, Marcia. Look at the time. I must bolt for my life.
Won't it be so dreadful if you're 5 minutes late for once?
Of course not, but why should I be?
What are you going to do? Are you going to throw her out?
I just told you. No.
But you can't leave the firm yourself. Oh, Jeff, please don't run away to the office now. You're not planning to leave the firm, are you?
I don't know which way the cat will jump. But don't worry about it, darling. See you tonight. Don't you see, the phone call to Benny Puller is the only thing to do, Stella. I'm not going to be coerced into kicking you out, not by Tressida Bendigo or anywhere else. So here goes, hand over the phone. Oh, Benny won't hang on there forever. Yeah. Oh, morning, Mr. Puller. Sorry to have kept you waiting. Yes, well, I don't want to say too much on the phone, but I think I'll be accepting your offer. Yes, that's right. But I'd like to make a condition. I want you to let me handle the account from one of your northern branches so I can get away from here completely. Huh? Yes, I had better come round and see you. All right, 11:30. Goodbye. That's the first move, Stella. If only we can rely on Millie Moffat relaying the gist of it to Marcy.
Hello? Oh, hello, Millie. You have? Oh, yes, yes, tell me quickly. Oh, but he wouldn't. Millie, are you absolutely sure? Look, tell me exactly what he said, every word of it. Yes, yes, all right, but tell me.
But Pilgrim, what about your wife? It doesn't matter two pins to me, of course, if you want to go and live up north. But your wife...
I'll tell you the whole story, Mr. Puller.
You've already told me enough. Bendigo's trying to bluff you into bouncing that fair-haired girl out of your office. That's it, isn't it?
Yes, but you don't understand. That phone call to you this morning was made for two reasons. to find out if my office calls are being listened to, and if they are, to bring Mr. Bendigar out into the open. I expect him pretty soon to come stamping into my office, wanting to know what the deuce is going on.
Listen to me, Pilgrim. Pretty soon I'll be doing some stamping, wanting to know what's going on. You meant what you said on the phone, didn't you?
Well, at the moment, not a word of it.
What? Then what's all the hocus-pocus? What's come over you? I thought you had little sense, Pilgrim.
No, I'm sorry if I seem to be running around in circles. But I promise you, Mr. Puller, once this is cleared up, there won't be any more of it. When I married into the Bendigo firm, as well as the Bendigo family. Look, what would you do if someone, never mind who, tried to organize your family life by holding your job over your head like a club?
Well, I have something to say about it.
Of course you would. And if I can't make my wife and trusted Bendigo see that they've been utterly wrong...
Now, just a minute. Why not cut your losses? Why not go north on my payroll at the figure I quoted you and let them all go hang?
That's out of the question, sir.
Yes, I suppose it is. Well, what do you want me to do?
If you're asked, let Mr. Bendigo think I'm in earnest about leaving his firm.
I can do that for you. But for Pete's sake, Pilgrim, get yourself straightened out. You look as though you've got a lot on your mind.
I have.
All right, off you go. I've got work to do. If I spent as much time having woman trouble as you do, I'd be broke in 6 months. Let me know how you get on.
I will, sir. Oh, and Mr. Puller.
What?
Thanks a lot.
Oh, go on. Get out of here.
Aunt Harriet, it's terribly important. I simply must see Uncle Tressida. It's about Jeff.
What's he up to this time? Or should I say, what do you imagine he's up to?
He's leaving the firm and going away.
Very enterprising of him. How do you know? Did Jeff tell you himself?
No.
Have you discussed it with him?
No.
Then what's all the fuss about?
If he leaves and goes to another job, he'll probably take that Bronson woman with him.
Marty, I think you're behaving like a jealous schoolgirl.
Oh, Aunt Harriet, how can you say that? I know Jeff's been seeing her.
If you ask me, any confidence he's given that young woman, you forced him into. That's all I have to say till your uncle gets home from golf. You going to wait?
I'll have to, I suppose.
Very well, then. Run out of the kitchen and ask the girl to make us some tea. Or make it yourself, if you like.
I don't want any tea.
Well, I do. Do as you're asked, Marcia. What's come over you lately? While you're out of the way, we'll see what Jeff has to say for himself. Mr. Pilgrim, please. Miss Harriet Bendigo. Jeff, I want to see you this afternoon. How about 4 o'clock? Good. And when I get there, see that your secretary's out of the way. Now then, Jeff, is Marcia telling the truth? Are you going away?
So it worked, eh? I was right.
What worked? What are you mumbling about?
No, I'm sorry, Miss Bendigar. I was just thinking aloud.
Well, come along, young man. What's it all about? I was annoyed with you the night you came home covered in lipstick, but that's over and done with. Surely you can confide in me.
Well, it's all come about because Mr. Bendigo's trying to take charge of my affairs, here and at home. And I think it's a rotten bad show.
So do I. But I didn't think you'd knuckle under.
You know all about it?
Of course I do.
Well, I've been forced into an utterly fantastic position and...
I know. Now come along, let's put our heads together. How did Marcia find out about you and this Benny Puller man so quickly? But an hour ago, she came rushing in looking for her uncle, and she's at our place now waiting for him. At least she was when I left.
It's no use coming to me, Mrs. Pilgrim. I made your husband an offer some time ago, and he looks like taking me up.
No, I know you think it's odd.
It's more than odd. If you want to know what your husband's doing, why not ask him?
It's because of that secretary of his.
Confound his secretary. You're his wife. And I'm too busy to sit here being interrogated.
But please, Mr. Puller, if only you'd tell me exactly what Jeff intends doing and when. I've a right to know.
Not from me you haven't, Mrs. Pilgrim.
Why shouldn't you tell me? I'm not a stranger to you.
Look here, young woman. I'm not your Uncle Trezor de Bendigo. If he's content to let you make a wreck of your marriage and your husband's career because you can't see further than those on your face, that's his affair. And if I want to get Jeff Pilgrim onto my staff up north and profited by it, that's my affair. Do you understand?
What about Stella Bronson?
Well,
is she going to?
Whose fault would it be if she were?
Well, you listen to me, Mr. Puller. You won't get him. He won't leave my uncle's firm because I won't let him. I don't care what you do. I won't have it. I'll do anything to stop it.
Thank you, Miss Matthews. Mrs. Pilgrim is leaving. Sure, out, will you? To the left. Afternoon, Mrs. Pilgrim.
Oh, you wait.
Waiting for me?
Yes, I am.
Good. Well, tell me something. How much have you been giving Minnie Moffat to keep tabs on Stella and me for you?
Jeff! How did you find out? Did Millie...
I suspected when I found her with your brooch. And today I made sure. Have you had dinner? Well, don't stand there gaping at me. Have you?
Yes, but... But, Jeff...
All right. Get a coat on if you want one. We're going to see your Uncle Tressidy.
No. No, Jeff, I won't.
But, Marcia, darling, I say you will.
I'm not leaving this flat, and neither are you.
May I ask why?
Because Uncle Tressidy's here now. He's here now, Jeff. Waiting for you.
So much the better. In a few minutes, I'll know what I'm doing. Either I'm leaving Tressa de Bendigo and Company for good, and also leaving my wife, or we're thrashing it out and starting all over again. But one way or another, we'll soon know.
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.